The word masjid comes from the root word sajada, which its name is from one of the actions of prayer, which is sujood. It is the action wherein the believer shows the utmost humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever can be said about the importance of the masjid for Muslim communities throughout the world, it is even more magnified when we talk about the Muslim minorities. In some countries, for example, Muslims are a small minority scattered throughout a continent. For some of them, weeks or months may pass by without getting a chance to see another Muslim except in the masjid. The masjid, therefore, constitutes the link between them and their religion. In it, they develop that emotional bond with their community, which is vital to the well-being of their allegiance to the community and faith in Allah. Many youth may find in the masjid the role models they lack at home. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever comes to the masjid after purifying themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies them for their sins." In the masjid, we are encouraged to pray in congregation, as congregational prayers are preferred because it increases brotherhood, sisterhood, and encourages piety. A narration says that one prayer in congregation is worthier than his 40 years of prayer at home alone. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that when a person goes to the masjid with the intention of praying Salat al-Jama'ah, the congregational prayer, they get the reward of 70,000 good deeds for every step they take. When in the masjid, we should be occupied with praying or reciting Quran and du'as, or gaining some knowledge from a book or a scholar. When Quran reading is done on a daily basis, a Muslim gets to know about the real purpose behind revelation. The purpose is mentioned in the Holy Quran. The Quran will also be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. It will either be in your favor when you will need every single good deed, or it will be something standing against you. And then there are the rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a reward for each and every word of the Quran. Therefore, by reciting Quran on a daily basis, a person gets plenty of reward. For example, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said that when a person recites Bismillah, then 5,000 ruby palaces are built for him in Jannah. Each palace has 1,000 chambers made of pearls, and in each chamber has 70,000 thrones of emerald. By reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, it is a cure for physical and also spiritual ailments. Without this surah, even the daily prayers are incomplete. Whoever recites Surah Al-Falaq in the holy month of Ramadan, in any of his prayers, it is as if he has fasted in Mecca, and he will get the reward for performing Hajj and Umrah and etc. The Quran is also a cleansing of the heart. The Quran, being a heavenly book, is not merely words. Rather, the Quran has a direct influence on the heart of the reader or the listener. When a Muslim recites Quran, it affects his heart and purifies it. Thus, from this ayah of the Quran, it is evident that one of the objectives of Quran recitation is to help purify the heart and clean it from impurities and diseases of all sorts and kinds. The Holy Quran is the book of tranquility, healing, life and salvation. The Holy Quran is the source of knowledge and sciences for all generations. Reciting every chapter of the Holy Quran has special benefits, such as being safeguarded against certain diseases and the torment of the grave, increased sustenance, relieving of pain, happiness, reward of a martyr, forgiveness of sins, safety, entering paradise, and many other benefits